Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm trying desperately not to cough.
She's Jean Marie, and collectively we are the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, well, I guess she is going to cough.
Sorry.
On today's show, we are speaking with Mary. Mary is a dental assistant at a busy Chicago suburban office. She is here to discuss dental implants. Ron, why don't you tell us about dental implants first?
Well, think of dental implants as artificial tooth roots, similar in shape to screws. When dental implants are fixed in your jawbone, they bond with your natural bone. They become a sturdy base supporting one or more artificial teeth, which are called crowns. A connector, known as an abutment, is placed on top of the dental implant to hold and support your crown. The crowns are custom-made to match your natural teeth and fit your mouth. Modern dental implants have been used successfully for over 30 years. They are the strongest devices available to support replacement teeth, and even better, they allow these new teeth to look, feel, and function naturally. When performed by a trained and experienced dental implant dentist, dental implant surgery is one of the safest and most predictable procedures in dentistry.
Okay. And we don't often get guests who are specializing in a field. We normally speak with guests who are telling us about their own personal stories. But this time we are talking about just the basics and getting to the root of the matter, as it were, of dental implants from someone that sees this procedure day in and day out. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Hello, this is pretty exciting. I have enjoyed your shows. I am happy to be able to share some inside knowledge on this type of dentistry treatment.
Mary, can you tell us how long have you worked in the dental industry?
I've been a dental assistant for 35 years now.
Oh my God, congratulations. You're going to get the gold tooth.
I know. Very long. Longer than dental implants, probably.
Yeah, wow. Well, back in the day, they were probably just doing the wooden teeth, right?
Yes, with George Washington.
Okay. All right, well, Mary, if you had to choose between a Chicago pizza, Chicago-style pizza, and a beef sandwich, Chicago-style beef, which would you... Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry.
That's a different show.
Okay, if you had to choose between implants or bridges... Which would you say is the best form of dental repair?
An implant for a missing tooth is always the better option.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure that I totally understand the difference, or maybe I should just ask, why would someone get implants instead of dentures or even a bridge?
There are many advantages to dental implants, including, number one, improved appearance. Dental implants look and feel like your own teeth. And because they are designed to fuse with bone, they become permanent.
Oh. Okay.
Number two. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. That's good. No. I didn't realize that.
And number two, improved speech. With poor-fitting dentures, the teeth can slip within the mouth, causing you to mumble or slur your words. Dental implants allow you to speak without the worry that teeth might slip.
Mm-hmm. And I know someone who was inebriated and started to get sick, and their teeth fell out.
Wow.
But we're not going to mention grandma.
I actually heard that story. I think I might know who that's about.
Okay. Not going to mention it.
No, we won't.
Okay.
So, number three, improved comfort. Because they become part of you, implants eliminate the discomfort of removable dentures.
Okay.
Number four, easier eating. Sliding dentures can make chewing difficult. Dental implant functions like your own teeth, allowing you to eat your favorite foods with confidence and without pain.
Oh, nice.
Improves self-esteem. Dental implants can give you back your smile and help you feel better about yourself.
True.
Improved oral health. Dental implants don't require reducing other teeth as a tooth-supported bridge does, which I was just trying to tell Janice about this because she's looking into an implant as well.
Okay.
So because nearby teeth are not altered to support the implant, most of your own teeth are left intact, improving long-term oral health.
Mm-hmm.
Individual implants also allow easier access between the teeth, improving your oral hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Durability. Implants are very durable and will last many years with good care. Many implants last a lifetime.
Oh, okay.
And lastly, convenience. Removable dentures are just that, removable.
Mm-hmm.
Dental implants eliminate the embarrassing inconvenience of removing dentures, as well as the need for mesh adhesives to keep them in place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also, dental implants are surgically placed in your jawbone, where they serve as the roots of missing teeth. Because the titanium in the implant fuses with your jawbone, the implants won't slip, make noise, or cause bone damage the way that fixed bridge work or dentures might.
Okay.
And the material can't decay like your own teeth that support regular bridge work can.
Oh, okay. Okay, and I understand that implants, because it actually is fusing with your jawbone, you don't lose the jawbone itself.
Like when you, yeah, right.
Because otherwise, if you lose a tooth and it's not replaced,
Your bone deteriorates, right?
Right, right, right.
It shrinks?
Yeah, it does. And so that you can maintain the bone.
Exactly. And sometimes you do need a bone graft in those instances.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so how many visits, it sounds like a big procedure. How many visits does it take if you're going to get an implant? Let's say you're just going to get one tooth implanted. And then does it vary depending on how many implants? So if you need more than one tooth, it would be more?
Actually, no. We've done 6 implants in one day.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh,
wow. Yes, we have. So, yes. So the dental implant surgery is performed, depends on the type of implant, the condition of your jawbone.
Okay.
Dental implant surgery may involve several procedures.
Mm-hmm.
The major benefit of implants is solid support for your new teeth, a process that requires the bone to heal tightly around the implant. Because it's healing, it requires time. The process can take many months.
Okay. Yeah, and I know I actually have had an implant, started, but because I have Ehlers-Danlos, I take a long time to heal, and I'm still waiting for that tooth. But is this procedure done in an oral surgeon's office, and are you asleep during it? I know, I think I was wide awake.
Yeah.
It can be done in an oral surgeon's office.
Okay.
We are just a dental office, and we do them all the time. Local anesthetic can be used during the procedure. It depends on the treatment plan between you and your dentist.
Okay.
Well, I am the chicken. I am the worst chicken, you know that, in the world. I actually get put to sleep when they clean my teeth. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. So would they be able to put me to sleep if I needed to get one?
Definitely. An oral surgeon can put you to sleep.
Okay.
But most people who have received dental implants say that there is very little discomfort involved in the procedure. Most report that implants involve less pain than actual tooth extraction.
Yeah, when most people probably think there's less pain with the cleaning. And if you
That's true. We actually have some patients that want to have anesthetic for their cleanings.
Okay.
Yep. That's me.
And that's fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear that there's less pain than that in a tooth extraction. That's pretty comforting to hear. I never would have expected you to say that.
No.
What conditions would make implants right for a patient versus some of the other things that we discussed?
In general, dental implants may be right for you if you have one or more missing teeth, have a jawbone that has reached full growth, have adequate bones to secure the implants or are able to have a bone graft, have healthy oral tissues, don't have health conditions that will affect bone healing, are unable or unwilling to wear dentures, you want to improve your speech, and are willing to commit several months to the process.
Okay. And can you tell us what kind of recovery a person goes through, like how long before they can eat normal food and that type of thing?
Whether you have dental implant surgery in one stage or multiple stages, you may experience some of the typical discomforts associated with any type of dental surgery,
such
as swelling of your gums and face, bruising of your skin and gums, pain at the implant site, minor bleeding. If swelling, discomfort, or any other problem gets worse in the days after surgery, you would contact your oral surgeon. You may need pain medication or antibiotics. After each stage of surgery, you may need to eat soft foods while the surgical site heals. Typically, your surgeon will use stitches that dissolve on their own. If the stitches aren't self-dissolving, your doctor removes them.
Okay.
Dental implants require the same care as real teeth, including brushing, flossing, rinsing with an antibacterial mouthwash, and regular dental checkups.
Okay.
Avoid damaging habits. Don't chew hard items such as ice, hard candy, which can break your crowns or your natural teeth. Avoid tooth staining, tobacco, and caffeine products. Get treatment if you grind your teeth. And like any other surgery, dental implant surgery poses some health risks. Problems are rare, though when they do occur, they're usually minor and easily treated. Risks include infection at the implant site, injury or damage to surrounding structures such as other teeth or blood vessels, nerve damage which can cause pain, numbness, or tingling in your natural teeth, gums, lips, or chin, sinus problems when dental implants placed in the upper jaw protrude into one of your sinus cavities, which we have never had any of these problems.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
These are a little extreme. We have never had any of these problems.
Okay.
Maybe the first one. Infections are probably the most common.
Okay.
Tell your doctor about any of these medical conditions and any medications you take, including prescription and over-the-counter drugs and supplements. If you have certain health conditions or orthopedic implants, your doctor may prescribe antibiotics before surgery to help prevent infection.
Okay.
Got it. Now, you were talking about, you should take care of them, like don't eat anything don't chew hard items like ice or hard candy. You know what I used to get yelled at all the time?
No.
Why?
Biting my fishing line.
That's
terrible. Oh, yeah. Biting your fishing line.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't think of it, but...
No,
my dentist used to ask me, do you bite fishing line? And I'm like, yeah. I guess it gives some kind of an obvious crack. I mean, I haven't done that recently, but I used to. And he said, is there a reason you don't use like a scissors? Mm-hmm. I said, well, my teeth are handy. Yeah, they won't be if you keep that up.
I thought you were going to say you flop.
No, floss with fishing line? No, I don't floss with anything.
Oh.
I don't floss with anything. Get that. I don't forget it. I brush my teeth. You know, that's it. I'm a dentist's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe we should get out of the floss. Yeah, let's get a back on track without the flossing.
Okay, all right. What should people do to avoid having to go through this type of a problem? Like, obviously, brushing regularly, and for me, that's it. Is there anything else they should do?
Flossing. seeing your dentist twice a year for checkups is a good way to avoid costly dental visits in the future.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. And
how about that?
Yeah, that's
quick
and
easy.
Yeah.
Mary, do you know if there's any research going on right now to improve the system that is currently being used? I'm not sure how long the industry has been using these implants. Is this tried and true, or is this also in the development phase?
The system we use now is the best available to us and our patients. Dental implants have been around for a very long time. I think it's 30 years, if not more.
Wow.
And they're definitely a tried and true system with successful results.
Okay, and Mary, do you have any last minute tips or hints or helpful advice for our listeners or your niece who's having a lot of dental work done?
Or your aunt who might hate dentists.
Or your sister who might hate dentists.
I'm your sister. It's
welcome to Alzheimer's Hour with Lita.
Oh my gosh.
And how can our listeners...
I'm sorry, I couldn't be in the studio today.
Wow.
Oh,
I wish I was over there.
Yeah. Wow.
I think I got into the laughing gas.
I wish.
I think so.
Yes, okay.
Anyway.
And how can our listeners learn more about implants? And feel free to give a plug for your office if you'd like, and let's give them some free airtime for letting us speak with you today.
Well, I would suggest making an appointment for a consultation. Mm-hmm. Dr. Delmonico in Elmwood Park would be happy to see anyone interested in dental implants and answer any questions and concerns.
Okay. And in addition, I have a weird tip. I've heard about this podcast, not ours, but a podcast called Chompers. And it makes kids' dental time, you know, brushing their teeth more interesting, and it times out 2 minutes, and it also teaches them something new.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's a podcast about brushing teeth?
Yes. Yes. It's called Chompers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
There's a podcast for anything and everything nowadays.
Okay. Well, Mary, thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Thank
I'm going to get you a water pick, Lita.
You know what?
I've got Mary. You don't like to floss.
I have
very
two.
Important.
I have two. There's one underneath my cabinet in the bathroom.
I even got her a cordless one.
Yeah, that I could use in the shower because the dentist. I said, you know what? I got one and it makes such a mess. I mean, I can't seem to aim right and I'm hitting the walls. I'm taking the wallpaper off. He said, do it in the shower. Yeah, I guess if I got in the habit of it, but all right, I'll work
somehow
on it.
Somehow I sense regifting in your future.
Yeah. No floss, though. Well, if our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's hilarious show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.